I created two paintings in response to the poem that was given to me by the Birch Tree Gallery at the start of the year. I've made a pair, a diptych, so that one speaks with the other. They have a unified voice, so it is a singular painting, even though it is two. Rather than working on paper with a watercolour and ink, this time I've worked on wooden board with heavy-based acrylic mixed media. So in other words, it's acrylic paint, it's acrylic inks, and also acrylic mediums such as retarder and also a glazing medium as well. Because I wanted my painting to be multi-layered, I really wanted to develop a depth. So the structure of it has a feeling of landscape, but then the applications on top with the feeling of snow blasting through, getting that energy in. I've used all sorts of materials and also tools to create and develop those marks to really build up a history, a sense of history into the painting. And also what I wanted to do was to develop a sense of depth, sense of going into the landscape, so going into a snowstorm. And I explored the non-permanence of snow, which is kind of a play on the idea of how snow can be non-permanent. It disappears, you know, it has a very short life. It blankets the landscape, and but it also brings up features and textures and marks that you normally just wouldn't see. And also with the snow, the blanketing effect, there's a peace, there's a quietness along with that. But what I've gone for is the energy, the depth that I feel when I'm, for example, cross-country skiing in Highland Perthshire during winter. And I think that there is a lot of resonance between the poem and also the paintings that I have created.